I'm Cynthia Schuster.
And I'm Rob Verrett. You're listening to Central Time here in the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
It's time now for some technology talk. If you've ever thrown up your hands in the air in frustration and yelled, "My computer is slow as heck and I can't take it anymore," we may have some help for you.
Kevin Trueblood is one of our technological types here at WPR. He keeps things working and shows us how to use them, too. He joins us every month or so on Central Time with helpful advice. Kevin, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right, we're talking slow computers today. This is a common problem, right?
It is, and you would be amazed at how many people will say, "My computer used to run so well, and now it takes 10 minutes. I go get a cup of coffee, and it comes back, and it's ready."
Now, we were talking before, and you said there's actually two separate problems. We're going to tackle them each in turn. What are the two things?
Yeah, well, what I hear a lot of from people is, my computer is slow, which is obviously a legitimate problem, but then sometimes people mistake their computer being slow for their internet being slow. So when they're trying to go to web pages, their computer is just fine, but they're not able to browse as fast as they would like, and they think their computer is broken.
All right. Well, let's start with the problems with the computer first. Is it just a case where maybe the computer's too darn old and there's nothing you can do about it?
That is a very common problem. You know, what happens is that as software evolves, and if you install new things, new software is designed for newer hardware. So it's designed for newer resources. And if you've got a machine that is 5, 6, 10 years old and you're putting brand new software on it, well, it may slow a lot of things down because it's designed to run on modern systems.
Well, assuming that isn't the problem or that isn't the whole problem, what kind of things can we look at to soup up our computer and get it running a little faster?
There's a whole lot of things that you can do.
Get your pens out, people.
Well, I mean, you could devote an entire hour to these kinds of problems because a lot of them are unique to an individual's machine, but there are a few common problems and a few common solutions to them. A lot of things that I see are add-ons, programs being installed when you intend to install one program. So, for instance, if you're installing a PDF reader, it'll want to install several other things along with it that you either ignore or you just keep clicking agree, install, and suddenly you've got 10 programs on your machine as opposed to one. So that happens a lot. So one of the common remedies to that is occasionally go through and in your control panel for Windows users, uninstall programs that you either don't recognize or you just don't use anymore. That oftentimes will help clear up space and often will speed things up.
Is that still the add remove programs thing in the control panel, or am I like 10 years out of date?
No, that is. In XP, it is uninstall programs. In Windows 7, I think they renamed it to programs and features, and then there's an option in there to uninstall programs. So that's one of the common things. The other thing a lot of people have is they have commercial antivirus software. And that's great. We definitely want people to be protected. But a lot of times those have an effect of slowing the machine down. Those have gotten very big and they're trying to do a lot. They're trying to scan your email. They're trying to constantly protect your machine. And a lot of times those can get very big and slow your machine down. And similarly, if you are the type that shuts your machine down overnight and you boot up your machine first thing in the morning, and it wants to do a daily scan, the first thing it's going to do is scan your computer. So that's another thing. And oftentimes that will significantly slow your machine down while it's constantly scanning files.
Well, what do I do about that then?
Well, you can either leave your machine on all day if you've got it set for to scan on a daily basis, or you can set the daily scan to be at a time when you're not normally using your machine. So if you say start up your machine every morning at 7 a.m., and it's on all day, and say you go to work or you come home or you leave the house for a little while, you can set it for the time that you're constantly gone.
Now, how about the other end of that? Are viruses one of the possible reasons our computers are working slowly?
Oh, absolutely. And that's part of it, too. You want to make sure you are doing those scans. And there's lots of different what we call malware programs, anti-malware programs. Malware is software that installs on your machine unknowingly that suddenly is giving you pop-ups or is constantly annoying you. Those can definitely slow it down. So you want to install anti-malware software. There's things like Super Anti-Spyware and Malwarebytes are some of the most common ones that are also free that you can use to get rid of those.
Hey, what if, going back to getting rid of programs, what if we accidentally get rid of something we should not have done?
Well, there's probably not too much unless you uninstall Windows that's going to severely disable your machine. But if you, say, accidentally uninstall Office or something like that, if you have the original install disks, then you can usually reinstall it and no real harm, unless you, say, delete everything. A lot of programs, if you uninstall it, will say, are you sure you want to install everything, or it'll just leave certain files there so that if you reinstall it or the save files that you created using that software, then it's typically not a problem to reinstall it.
All right. The tips you just talked us through, every ordinary folks can do that, or should they bring in a pro?
Well, you could certainly go either way. If you don't feel comfortable doing that, there are certainly lots of stores and companies that offer that kind of service to speed that up for you. But that's a lot of the things that they'll do, is they'll go through and uninstall anything that you don't need to be running, or it suggests upgrading hardware. If you've got an older machine, simple things that you can do are upgrading what's called the RAM, which is temporary memory in your machine that programs use while they're actively running. The more memory you have, the better you're going to be able to do more things at once. So you can have a couple, three programs running at a time and everything's running smoothly. The more memory you have is going to allow you to do more things simultaneously.
Just like in our brains.
Correct.
Or maybe not. Anything else on the computer end? Should we move on to the internet's too darn slow?
Well,
for
a couple other things I was going to point out. Another common, or another thing that now that the hardware prices have come down so well, is you can look at upgrading to what's called a solid state drive. And those are basically like a thumb drive that you have. A lot of people have little portable drives that you plug into your USB port. They've now gotten a lot bigger, and it can speed up your computer significantly just by installing these things. I've had machines that are 5-6 years old that suddenly have a new lease on life.
Wow.
That are a whole lot faster.
Okay, now suppose the problem isn't the computer, it's the internet. What are a few of the things we should be looking at to speed that up?
Well, there's a couple of things you can look at. First of all, if you are somebody who has a lot of people in your house and you have, say, Wi-Fi set up in your house, sometimes people are just using the internet a lot. If somebody is streaming video files, if somebody is downloading something, if you have multiple people doing things, that can make things slower. And this is also presuming that it was once fast and now it's slow. If you ordered a DSL service that's not very fast, well, from the beginning, that's probably what you have to work with. But if you've noticed that over time it's started to slow down, that's one thing you may look at. If you do have Wi-Fi, and let's say you're using your laptop and you're saying, my internet's just going to a crawl, check your signal strength. Oftentimes, like in Windows, you'll see in the lower right corner by the clock, you'll see a little signal strength meter. And if that little meter is really tiny, if there's only one or two bars, if you have a weak signal, it will slow down your internet. You won't be able to connect as effectively because you're so far away from the Wi-Fi access point. And so move your access point or move closer to where the Wi-Fi is originating from.
Anything else on the internet end apart from checking that Wi-Fi and not overloading it?
Well, that, and also look for browser bars. And this is something I had mentioned earlier. If you install programs and suddenly it wants to add on a bunch of things, a lot of times they'll want to install things that are like browser bars, like Google search bar or any kind of utility bars. They will want to install these little bars that, you know, they may be helpful. So if, you know, like the Google bars, you can search Google right from that bar. But a lot of times that's analyzing what you're doing on the internet from that bar. That's why there's a lot of incentive into installing them onto your machine. So make sure those are disabled or those are uninstalled, because those, if you've got 10 of them running simultaneously, that's going to not only minimize your internet window, how big of a browser space you have, but also slow things down for you.
That's when I think I need to check out back in my office. Kevin, thanks a lot for joining us again.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
That was Kevin Trueblood, our resident technology guy.